Hey everyone, it's Lena here, Dr. Lena with you guys, and I am in the Whole Foods parking lot, and I just got this sudden urge to kind of broadcast the topic that I posted on my Facebook page, and it's going to be a tough one. This is an experience that I had when I was dating a guy. I think it was like maybe 4 years ago before he got married, or he cheated on me and then he got married. But anyways, the reason why I wanted to do this podcast is I think a lot of times when, you know, girls or women, you know, are held against their will, and don't want to do something, you know, whether it's go out with a guy, you know, sleep with a guy, flirt with a guy, do anything that, you know, doesn't feel good in their heart. They get labeled. They get, you know, what I like to think like punished. It's like you didn't obey, and therefore I'm going to construct labels about you, and I'm going to construct nasty things about you, and how dare you not follow my rules and directions, is pretty much the underlying tone when those types of labels are put on women. Now, women can do this to women too. I think we talked about that we did talk about that. It was when me and Bianca did a podcast about what women can and cannot wear. And we were talking about how, you know, women can label other women because of what they're wearing or what they're not wearing. And men can do that as well. But in this particular podcast, I'm just referring to some nasty labels that I personally have experienced growing up, whether I wanted to date a guy or I didn't want to date a guy, and especially when I didn't want to sleep with men that I was dating. And so those words, you know, get thrown around very casually, it seems. And the words that I'm referring to are particularly used against women when we say the word slut, whore, bitch, skank, or psycho. These types of words can really impact one's well-being. And it did impact my well-being. I share my stories and I share my experiences because I want to let other girls know and women know that A, it's not okay when anyone labels you any of these words, and B, if you're dating someone and they have the audacity to not respect your decision on whether you want to have sex or not, it's not okay for you to want to keep that person around, because all they're going to do is belittle your worth and your self-worth and your value, all because you didn't conform to what it is they expect in the relationship. And so what happens is, you know, the guy automatically discredits your value because you didn't do what they asked you to do. And so the reason why I was talking about that is because that's exactly what I experienced with this guy that I was dating on and off. You know, first of all, was dating another girl behind my back. And so I didn't even know this girl existed. Okay. And so what happened was he was very clear on we need to have sex right away. And this was a guy that I knew since high school. We knew each other for a very long time. So us dating was kind of on and off, but nonetheless, we would keep in touch. And so when the opportunity for us to date would, come again, it was very clear that I had to give in to his standards of what he expected. And mind you, I wasn't a doctor at that time, or I hadn't finished my marriage and family therapy master's degree, or my psychology degree at UCLA. I think I was in community college at that time, and I didn't have as much self-confidence. And so this, it was almost like him saying that made me believe that, wow, like I'm a whore because I do not want to sleep with him. I don't think that word should be used regardless what the woman does or the girl does. So let's put that on the table. But it was just interesting how I experienced not only that, I also was told I'm psycho, or that my reasoning and my intellect was just far from stupid. Or not far from stupid, very close to stupid. And so these types of things, I mean, this is also a form of bullying. But I internalized a lot of this, and it's something that I'm 32 currently, but I will be turning 33 on May 8th. But I'm still coping with some of the things that this particular guy said about me, because he also said these things to his friends about me. And by saying these things, it was hard for me to date other guys because I had been labeled as a prude whore or a prude bitch, conceited, or et cetera, et cetera. Just very nasty things. And these were the types of things that pushed me, to create the Women's Advocacy Club. Not only was I seeing a lot of women pulling each other down, but when I was growing up, I always wished there was a podcast that I could listen to. I always wished, I had mentors that would guide me when I was going through these types of things. I mean, luckily, I always had my mom. She's like my best friend. I had her as a shoulder to lean on, and I didn't even know about therapy when I was like, I don't know, 18. I mean, I knew maybe like about counselors and stuff like that, but I didn't really, I mean, I don't know. I come from the Armenian culture, and like therapy wasn't something, especially back then when I was 18. It wasn't openly talked about or used as a resource. Which was very unfortunate. But anyways, back to the point, that was the reason that I pushed myself to become more educated. And this wasn't the first guy that I experienced this sort of name calling and bullying. I also experienced this with several other men that I was dating, and so I noticed it was a theme. I noticed it was a theme, and so when I did get accepted to Alliance CSPP doctoral program for marital and family therapy, I knew I needed to keep bringing these topics up and advocating and bringing awareness that it's not okay for this type of, you know, conversations to happen in private relationships, in public relationships, in any type of dynamic. And these words really hurt. Luckily, I have been surrounded by many, many mentors, including Dr. Elaine Burke, who believed in me and helped me kick off the Women's Advocacy Club. And I'm very lucky that I'm still very close to her, because now, you know, because of her, not only the women's advocacy grew, but she also, you know, referred me into APA. And now I'm the social media director for our division for the psychology of women. And just my stories have been heard. My stories have been validated and supported. And it's just inspired me to keep talking about these things, because if I don't share my stories as a doctor, I just feel like I wouldn't be genuine and I wouldn't be real. You can't just keep, you know, telling people about these stories, but, you know, being shy to talk about your own experiences. Because I know that when I've heard other women tell me they've experienced similar stories or similar things in their lives, it's made me feel like I'm not alone, and that they were able to survive the types of, you know, abusive treatment or disrespectful treatment from the men that they dated. And so I encourage you all to get in touch with us, to email us, and, you know, share your stories with us. What are some experiences that you've had in the dating world? You know, did you feel you were treated fairly? Did you feel you were pressured to have sex with a guy you were dating? Did you feel, you know, pressured to conform to certain dress codes or certain ways of being? These are all things that can come up in relationships, and these are all things that can come up for women, especially because we're not as privileged as men when it comes to vocalizing our voices. And I hope that this can be a platform for our listeners, as well as our leaders, to continuously share their stories. And so you guys are more than welcome to email us, you know, experiences that you've had, how you've coped with it, how you're doing currently, what are your standards when you do date someone, things like that. And you're obviously also welcome to bring up new topics that you think that we should discuss. But yeah, just email, you can email me at drlina@womensadvocacyclub.org. And yeah, we'll go from there. We'll figure out, and I'll help with the formatting, or if you need any editing or anything like that. And we can kind of polish it up and make sure you're comfortable with what you're writing. And we can definitely publish that on our social media and our website, and maybe even do a podcast about it. But I guess what I want to make sure everyone understands is none of these labels are okay towards anyone, no matter what gender or sex you're born with or identify as. And don't internalize it. Don't actually believe these labels. For whatever reason, I'll go back to the example with the guy that I was dating. For whatever reason, he felt threatened by me. Or, you know, he came from perhaps, you know, a family where women weren't respected or valued. I'm not sure. But, you know, what he did was not okay. And him doing that and then going and cheating and, you know, making me feel guilty, which is what I thought I should be feeling. I felt this guilt for not doing something that I didn't even want to do, which was sleep with him. And so for the longest time, I felt guilt and I thought, you know, if I had just listened to what he had asked me to do, you know, I would be with him now. I would be in a relationship with him now. I would be married with him now. And I'm glad I listened to my inner voice. I'm glad I did and I made the decisions I made at the time I did, because you wanna trust your gut. And, you know, maybe the reason why I wasn't being so close and intimate with this person is, you know, maybe because my gut, even though I didn't really realize it, but my gut told me he was probably cheating or that he was, you know, talking to other people. And so, yeah, don't let go of your gut feeling. Don't let go of what is your true self. And whatever that is, you set your standards, you set your rules. If you want to do something, then do it. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. But don't let anyone hold it against your will. Don't let anyone push you to do it because society says so, or because you feel you're going to lose the person if you don't do it. Okay? That's all I have for now. I'm gonna try to find a song, hopefully somewhat relatable. But if not, just still stay tuned and listen to the music so you feel a little pumped. But thanks for tuning in. It's always awesome to be able to use this platform to talk to you guys and just let you know either my experiences or other members or leaders' experiences, just with life in general. And yeah, that's about it. So stay tuned. We'll have more stuff coming. We have some interviews that are going to be coming up. And that's about it. All right. Thank you. Bye.